Page 62. Extract from the Glass Scientists. 2 years ago.
I don't remember when the idea first grabbed hold of me. I don't remember how many nights I spent poring over obscure alchemical texts. How many months I lost scouring every chemist's basement in Great Britain for vials of exotic powders and oils and extracts. But I remember the night it all came together. I remember combining the chemicals, watching them churn together until they became a potion stinking of sulfur and honey. I drank it down in one painful swallow. The most racking pangs took hold of me. A grinding in the bones, a deadly nausea, and a horror of the spirit that cannot be exceeded at the hour of birth or death. And when they subsided, I came to with the feeling of something strange in me, something indescribably new. It was as though my former self had melted away like a breath upon glass. I felt younger, lighter, happier in body and soul. And I knew that for the first time in my life, I was truly free. But that was then. Now look at me, wasting away, a prisoner of my own mind.
Sabrina Cotugno, The Glass Scientists, Chapter 6, The Modern Prometheus, 2015 to the present.